2 Timothy chapter 4, a portion of verse 2. Preach the word. Name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Lord of the Church, in the body. Really, what it's all about, isn't it? Today we rejoice and thank God for you who are receiving your calls and your assignments. We thank God with you also for his grace and mercy. And is this not the tithe that God gives to you? And indeed to all of us who are engaged in the service of the Savior and his church. You read the pastoral epistles of St. Paul to Timothy and Titus, you see all kinds of imperatives, Paul telling them what to do, what not to do, as they go about the duties of their office. Immediately following the words read, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort. And a few verses later, be watchful, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. But how much more simply could the apostle put it if he wraps it all together than to say, preach the word? May the Spirit of God grant us people and hear. Preach the word, even though that word in my gospel is found more than 300 times in the New Testament with all different kinds of meaning. It is not difficult to understand what St. Paul is talking about when he says here, preach the word, preach the message. Let me suggest to you two things that flow from this text and preaching the word. One is to preach the word is to preach Scriptures, for Scriptures are the source of the message. More than that, Scriptures are Word of God. That's not simply something drawn from left field into this text, because Paul's been talking about the Scriptures just 3 verses before, when he reminds Timothy, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And as he urges Timothy to continue in all the things that he has learned from Holy Scripture in his personal life, now he tells him, preach that word. That's what the Apostle Paul did, didn't he? When he came to Thessalonica in Acts 17, what are we told? He reasoned with them for 3 Sabbath days out of the Scriptures. And when he talked to King Agrippa and gave witness and summed up his ministry, he stated that he said none other things than those which Moses and the prophets did say should come. God lays this upon your hearts today, dear brothers, at a time when many do not speak the Scriptures. And many who hear them, as the words in verse 3 tell us, are those who will not endure sound doctrine. Itching ears, keeping to themselves teachers, turning away their ears from the truth. Many preachers will preach a portion of the Scripture, stating that we can depend upon them when they talk to us about salvation. And so on pain of eternal death, so they say, we must accept John 3, which speaks to us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. But a chapter before John 2, which tells us of how our Savior turned water into wine, that is not necessarily so, they say. And so they go through the Scriptures as one might through a buffet, choosing those little theological dainties that are garnished with all of their knowledge and scholarship and rejecting everything that is not part of the latest dietary fad in the intellectual world. Thank you.
Thank you.